This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 13. Hopelessness. Our reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 30. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write in a book all the words I have spoken to you. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will bring my people Israel and Judah back from captivity and restore them to the land I gave their ancestors to possess, says the Lord. These are the words the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. This is what the Lord says. Cries of fear are heard, terror, not peace. Ask and see. Can a man bear children? Then why do I see every strong man with his hands on his stomach like a woman in labor? Every face turned deathly pale. How awful that day will be. No other will be like it. It will be a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved out of it. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will break the yoke off their necks and will tear off their bonds. No longer will foreigners enslave them. Instead, they will serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. So do not be afraid, Jacob my servant. Do not be dismayed, Israel, declares the Lord. I will surely save you out of a distant place, your descendants from the land of their exile. Jacob will again have peace and security, and no one will make him afraid. I am with you and will save you, declares the Lord. Though I completely destroy all the nations among which I scatter you, I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but only in due measure. I will not let you go entirely unpunished. Anyone who has battled depression knows the feeling of terror, not peace, described by Jeremiah. A few years ago, I experienced a time in which I felt I had lost my calling to work in ministry. I felt that I couldn't do anything right, and that I had no reason to be working in ministry anymore. I felt lost, alone, and helpless. I was afraid. As Jeremiah prophesies about Israel and Judah, he describes them in a very helpless situation. They are an enslaved people, living a seemingly hopeless existence. The only thing that they know to do is to cry out in fear and in terror. Peace is not a companion that they know. But the Lord doesn't leave them there. In their time of trouble, God hears them and He promises that He is with them and will deliver them. God hears us when we cry out in terror and fear, just as He heard Israel and Judah. He hears us in our hopelessness, and God doesn't leave us there. No matter how alone you might feel, God is with you. No matter how afraid you might be, God has you in His hands. So when fear and terror overwhelm you, look for God. When peace is nowhere to be found and helplessness overwhelms you, God is there to calm your fears and deliver you from captivity. Pray with me. Delivering God, fear overwhelms us so often, and peace can seem so far away. Bring us out of that peace and into your arms today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.